Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing our studies in Tractate Demai. We are learning the fifth chapter, Perek Hay, and the first two Mishnayos, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. Mishnah Aleph says, Halokeach min hanachtom, ketzad hu meiser. If somebody purchases baked goods from a baker, how does he take tithes? So I guess first we should look in the Bar Neuro, and that will help clarify the question that we're asking here. Halokeach min hanachtom, someone who purchases from a baker. Kisha hanachtom mocher b'mida gasa, when the baker sells in a large measure, in a large quantity. Halokeach mimenu chayav l'takein mashehu lokeach. The purchaser is the one who needs to fix up the produce by taking the appropriate tithes from it. V'hanachtom pater, it's not the responsibility of the baker. V'hadatanan la'el b'parak beis, and that which we learned earlier in the second chapter, shahanachtomin chayavin l'hafish k'dei shir trumas meiser v'chala, when we said that the bakers needed to take the trumas meiser and the chala from their baked goods. Hasam mairi b'mocher b'mida daka, there we're talking about a baker who sells in a small quantity. Mipnei shehu mishtaker harbe hitilu olav laser. Since he's making a higher profit margin, they said that he's the one who should eat that expense. Inami, or alternatively, mipnei shehatinokos shalochi mimisha mocher bedaka kidei shelo yochlu tveilim. Alternatively, we're dealing with he shouldn't give it to children, that people come in their store to buy, and he says, here, have a cookie. So somebody who does retail sales and just sells an individual roll and an individual cake, they're more likely to give a treat to one of their customers, so they instituted that they should take tithes, so they shouldn't be feeding children things that aren't fit to be eaten. Mida gasa vadaka mefurshim la'el sof perek beis. And the definitions of a large and a small measure are at the end of the second chapter. We discussed them a while back. So now that we understand the question, how does somebody who purchases from a baker take the appropriate tithes? Noto k'dei trumas meiser v'chala. He takes a quantity sufficient for the trumas meiser, which is the portion that goes from the levi to the kohen, v'chala, which is a portion of the dough that's a gift to the kohen, v'omer, and he says, echad mimea mimashi yesh kan hari ze betzad ze meiser. He says, 1/100th of that which I have here on this side, that's meiser, that's the tithe. B'shar meiser, samuchlo. And the rest of the meiser is what's adjacent to it. Again, let's look back in the Barton Neuro. Notol k'dei trumas meiser. He has to take a quantity sufficient for trumas meiser. The hainu echad mimea, it's 1/100th. Because the tithe is 10%, and the trumas meiser is 1/10th of 10%, so that's 1/100th. Ukadei chala, echad me'arbaim u'shmone. And chala, that gift to the kohen from the dough, is 1/48th. Loshi yifarsham min hakikar, and you don't separate them from the roll, shalokach min hanachtom, that he purchased from the baker. Elo kovei alehem makom. He designates a place for them. Umanicham mechubarim b'makomam. And he leaves them on the roll. So he doesn't rip out a hunk of the loaf that he bought. He designates it on the loaf. So back in the Mishnah. Zesha asisi meiser, that which I designated meiser, also a trumas meiser alav. I'm designating trumas meiser, the gift to the kohen from the Levite, on it. Bahashar chala, and the remainder is chala. Back in the Barton Neuro. Echad mimea mimashi yeshkan, 1/100th of what I have here. Mikol mashi yeshkan, mashma af im kedei shir chala shehifrish, asui meiser. Even that which is sufficient to become challah is being designated as meiser, as tithes. V'nimsa mafrish meiser af min hachala. So you find that he's taking tithes even from the challah. Ushar meiser, and the rest of the meiser, t'hainu od tisha samuchlo, which is another 9 parts adjacent to it. Hare keva makom l'kol ha-meiser. He's designating a place for the entirety of the meiser. V'oso ha-echad shekarasi lo shem meiser t'chila, and that one part that I designated the name meiser for originally, also a trumas meiser al ha-tisha ha-smuchim lo. That's going to be the trumas meiser for the 9 parts that are adjacent to it. V'hashar chala, and the rest is chala. Echad merabayim ushmona shehifrashti chala. 1/48 of what I separated, that's chala. Back in the Mishnah. Umaiser sheni b'tzfono o b'dromo umachula hamaos. And he says that the second tithe, the one that's meant to be eaten in Yerushalayim, that he designates on the north side or on the south side, and it's redeemed with money. Finally, back in the Bartnuro, umaiser sheni b'tzfono o b'dromo, it's either on the north or the south. Kovealo makom, he designates a place for it. Va'akarchach macholo, he makes it non-sanctified, ve'eino tzarech lahosif chomesh, and he doesn't need to add 1/5 as one normally does when redeeming Meiser Sheni. Mishnah Beis, harotze lahafrish truma utrumas meiser ka'achas. If a person wants to designate truma and trumas meiser at the same time, so that's the gift to the Kohen and the gift to the Kohen from what goes to the Levi, so if he wants to designate those simultaneously, Nota echad mishloshim ushlosh ushlish. He takes 1 out of 33 and a third. Why 33 and a third? Bartnuro says, Nota echad mishloshim ushlosh mishalish. He takes 1 out of 33 and a third. Hainu shlish mimea. That's 1/3 of 100. Okay, so that's where that number comes from. Va'omer, and he says, Echad mimea mimashi yeshkan, 1/100th of what I have here, hari ze betzad ze chulin. That on this side is chulin. It's non-sanctified produce, non-sanctified bread. Vahashar, truma ahakol. And the rest is truma for everything. Again, to the Bartnor for clarity. Chulin. Perish yishar chulin, meaning it remains chulin, kamoshehu ata, like it is now. So he's not designating it chulin, he's saying that it's going to remain chulin. Mehachulin sheyeshkan, from the chulin that I have here, dahainu hashlish amarti alav sheyishar chulin, namely the third that he says is going to remain chulin. Back in the Mishnah. Umeya chulin sheyeshkan, and the 100 parts chulin that I have here, harize bitzad ze meiser. That on this side is going to be meiser, it's going to be tithe. Ushar meiser samachlo, and the rest of the meiser is what's immediately adjacent to it. Again, back in the Bartnuro, dahainu od tisha samach lishlish zeh. It's another 9 parts adjacent to this third. Finally, let's wrap it up in the Mishnah. Zeh she'asisi meiser. He continues his statement, that which I have designated meiser. Asoi trumas meiser alav. I'm making trumas meiser on it. V'hashar chala. And the remainder is chala. The remainder is that portion of the dough that goes to the Kohen. U'meiser sheni b'tzvono u'b'deromo. And the second tithe that's supposed to be redeemed or eaten in Jerusalem is on the north or the south. U'mechula hamos. And it's redeemed with money, as in the conclusion of the previous Mishnah. That is chapter 5, Mishnayos Aleph and Beis. Getting a little technical, need a slide rule. Join us tomorrow. We will continue with Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet.